sometimes syrup came in and sometimes lard came in. You use syrup barrels and lard barrels.
The different kind?
Yeah. Well, I imagine so.
With flour coming in there?
Yeah, flour came in there. Mm-hmm.
And what about molasses?
Yes, they would get molasses in the barrel, and they had a spout made, and you could turn it on and draw the syrup out.
Well, did you ever go to the store and see like molasses splayed out in the middle of the floor or something? You know, big. What do you call something like that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a lard or something. Like in the store, you know, you ever go to the store and they'll have a special on something, you know, they'll have a big
display.
You ever heard that call anything else? A stand. Ever heard that call a stand? Well, in the kitchen, I know you must have something that if you had a bottle with a small mouth on it, and you had a cup or something you wanted to pour it in there, what would you put down in the bottle so that you wouldn't spill it all over everything? You know, something.
Stopper? Cork? Cork?
And that would keep it in.
Stoppers were made of cork. A lot of them were.
But what about, did you ever have anything like this, shaped like this, and it'd be wide up here, and you could pour a lot in there and have a little...
Cone, like made like a cone?
Well, it'd be like a cone, but it'd be short, like a...
Funnel. Funnel.
You get it, yeah?
A funnel. Mm-hmm. Because you use funnels more or less in kerosene, most especially. In kerosene to keep it from wasting.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. And we bought it in bottles. Let me see this little bottle. I found this little bottle and it's huge.
I'll turn this off. Oh, that's a pretty little
bottle.
Isn't
that a pretty little bottle?
What came in that?
I don't know. I found that little bottle.
That's very pretty.
Isn't it pretty?
It is pretty.
Because the mild, they were larger than that, and you just put a funnel, and then turn the kerosene on, and fill up the bottle. And they were about that high, quart bottles. And you could buy a quart of oil for about a dime.
Did you ever take a bottle or a can or something, and pour some kerosene in there with a... And then put a rag or something and light it to so you have something to see your way.
A torch? No, I haven't done it, but I've known people that did. In the rural, in the country.
What about, what you put in there so that you'll have some light? What's the thing you screw in into your light?
Light bulb.
Mm-hmm. And a minute ago you mentioned a croaker sack. Mm-hmm. Now, what other kinds of sacks would you have? Any other kinds?
Some people call crow sack toe sacks, and gunny sacks.
Well, does the crow sack come in different sizes?
This is
that material. Mm-hmm. Burlap. That's what are the different sizes you can get a
crock sack? Oh, you can get 100 pounds, you need about 100 pound potatoes in them. Lots of people used to bring them in by 100 pounds. They hold 100 pound potatoes. Those burlap bags. And what else did they have in besides potatoes? Most any vegetable that they could handle like that. And
what about 50 pounds of flour? What would it come in?